Chapter 1. From the diary of John Churchmouse, historian and recorder of Redwall Abbey in Mossflower Country.
We are close to the longest day of this season, the summer of the Golden Plain. Today, I took up my ledger and quill to write. It was cool and dim in the quiet of my little study indoors. With a restless spirit I sat, quill in paw, listening to the merry din outside in the sunlit cloisters of our abbey. I could no longer stand the solitude. That happy sound of revelry drew me outside, yet there was still my recorder's duties to catch up with. Taking ledger and quill, I went out, up the stairs to the top of the outer wall, directly over the warrior's cottage, which is the gatehouse at the threshold of Redwall Abbey. What a glorious day! The sky painted special blue for the summer, had not a cloud or shadow anywhere. The hot eye of the sun caused bees to drone lazily, while grasshoppers chirruped and sawed endlessly. Out to the west, the great plain stretched away, shimmering and dancing with heat waves to the distant horizon. A breathtaking carpet of kingcup and dandelion mingled with cowslip. Never had we ever seen so many yellow blossoms. Abbot Mordalfus named it the Summer of the Golden Plain. What a wise choice! I could see him ambling round the corner by the bell tower, his abbot's sleeves rolled well up, panting as he helped young woodlanders to carry out forms for Cedian at the great feast, our eighth season of peace and plenty since the wars. Otters swam lazily in the abbey pond, culling edible water plants, but mostly gambling and playing. You know what otters are like. Small hedgehogs and moles were around the back at the east side orchard. I could hear them singing as they gathered ripening berries or collected early damsons, pears, plums and apples, which the squirrels threw down to them from the high branches. Pretty little mouse maids and baby voles tittered and giggled whilst choosing table flowers, some making bright posies which they wore as hats. Frequently, a sparrow would thrum past my head, carrying some morsel it had found or caught, though I cannot imagine any creature but a bird eating some of the questionable items a sparrow might find. The foremole and his crew would arrive shortly to dig a baking pit. Meanwhile, the bustle and life of Redwall carried on below me, framed at the back by our beloved old Mossflower Woods. High, green and serene, with hardly a breeze to stir the mighty fastness of leafy boughs, oak, ash, elm, beech, yew, sycamore, hornbeam, fir and willow, mingled pale, dusky, dark and light green hues, the varied leaf shapes blending to shelter and frame the north and east sides of our walls. Only 2 days to the annual festivities. I begin to feel like a giddy young woodlander again. However, being historian and recorder, I cannot in all dignity tug up the folds of my habit and leap down among the merrymakers. I will finish my writings as quickly as possible. Then, who knows, maybe I'll stroll down to join some of the elders in the cellar. I know they will be sampling the October ale and blackcurrant wine set by from other seasons, just to make sure it has kept its taste and temperature correctly, especially the elderberry wine of last autumn's pressing. You understand, of course, that I am doing this merely to help out old friends. John Churchmouse, recorder of Redwall Abbey, formerly of St. Ninian's.